Now, here's a fact some of you may find hard to swallow. The news that you and I pay around 500 times more for every litre of water we use than the companies that profit from bottling it. Both the Labour Party and the Greens say it's high time commercial users of water were charged. But the bottling industry argues that would be penalising businesses that support regional and remote communities. Well, Bruce Sherman represents the New Zealand Beverage Council. Hello to you, Bruce.
Good morning.
So, interesting statistic here. Every day, ratepayers pay 500 times more than the water bottling companies for their water. Most will say that's not fair. It's not right. What case do you make for this?
Yes, what we would say is that every day, residential users pay 500 times more than commercial users for the use of their water.
Right. Okay. But let me put it to you another way then. You know, water companies get the same water the consumer does, but they pay, I think one water campaigner from Bung the Boar said, they pay bugger all for it. So how on the face of it is that fair?
When you look at the numbers, I mean, water bottling in New Zealand consumes 0.004, so less than 0.5% of all consumptive water. So, you know, when we talk about commercial water charges, it seems strange to be targeting an industry that uses so little when you have other industries, irrigation, for example, that uses up to 75% of all consumptive water.
Okay, water certainly globally we know is a precious commodity. And we know last week a West Coast company was granted permission to pump about 800 million litres a year for a tanker that will be bound for China. Now, we don't have an infinite supply of water. So is this something that we should at least be monitoring, do you think, the degree of water that we're bottling and the degree of water that we're sending offshore?
Look, you could not argue that monitoring our water consumption is a smart thing to do. The New Zealand Beverage Council does not support the bulk extraction of water for sale overseas. I think that is literally just taking a resource and selling it as a commodity rather than adding any value to it at all. So we don't see that activity would provide any additional benefit to New Zealand in the form of employment. And, you know, you've got to remember that around these industries, the employment is not just in the specific industry, but also in the suppliers to that industry. So you've got, you know, carton, label, bottle manufacturers that all benefit from these industries.
Sure, but I guess at the end of the day, it's still a commodity that we don't have, you know, an infinite supply of it. And because water is considered a public good in New Zealand, councils can't charge for the water itself. So many water bottlers pay, an average about $200 a year in fees. Now, is water a public good if you can profit from it yourself and pay a very, very small percentage in fees for it?
Again, I'd bring you back to that number of consumptive water. So again, less than 0.5% goes into water bottling. And yet we're not having the same conversation around beer or wine sales, for example. When you look at the numbers of litres of both of those products sold offshore, and you know, when you look at the content of those products, the majority of it's water. But we're not having that conversation around charges for those companies. So again, I'd bring you back to the greater conversation around commercial water use in New Zealand and the charges for that. It's not really for the industry that uses less than 0.5% to comment as to how much should be charged for it.
If the government did charge companies, or if there was some fee that was placed on, you know, water, what effect would that have on the industry, do you think?
Well, I guess given that you couldn't target one specific industry, especially given the very minute amounts of water being consumed by the industry, it would be wrong for me to comment as to what effect that would have on the overall economy of the country.
Right. The annual fees, though, that these companies pay, I do want to talk about that because it's not a great deal, is it?
Again, I question, you know, why am I having this conversation given that we use such a tiny amount?
Well, 23 billion litres a year is what we know has been allocated for bottling.
It
seems like a massive amount. Not all consents were active or fully in use.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, but when you look, again, if you were to compare that number to, say, the amount of water used to make kiwifruit or to make beer or wine or dairy, it's a tiny amount. But you never see that reported fairly in the media. You only ever see these, you know, grand numbers around 23 billion. It sounds such like a big number, But again, when you compare it to wine, beer, or dairy food, it's a tiny amount.
All right. Bruce Sherman, appreciate your time. Spokesperson for the New Zealand Beverage Council.